jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions, eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Like a hurricane, I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions, eclipsed by glory, I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. And I don't have time to maintain these regrets.
Yeah, he loves. Today, when Sean was talking about the love and the kindness of God, I was really praying, like, what do we need to hear? And it's amazing to me how many times we know the scripture, we know stuff, but we don't really know it. So, like, right now, you may think you know the love of God and, like, you've experienced that, but there's number one, there's always more. But like, if we really got that, the love of God, I know we're singing a song about love, but this song has always got me because I know what keeps people back. Kids die, right? Cancer hits family. The devil, like, does all this stuff. We have our own regrets and feelings, but everything goes like the cross, right? And it's about the love of God. If I love that, what Sean said, because I've heard it before. If God could die, he would have, but he sent his son, the next best thing, right? And he's here, and he loves us. And I don't know, if you guys, I just still feel that there's some people that, I know what it's like you're there, and you're like, okay, I got this thing on my mind, and I don't want to find somebody to pray with. That's where the power is. You know, Jesus, I was thinking of this, and I'll say this, and then we'll get back to singing some more, but he said, then he told a parable how men ought to not lose heart and should always pray. He gave the secret to never losing hope, which is praying. And there's so much power in it. And it's amazing, pastors and ministers here know, prayer is the one thing nobody wants to go to, but that's the one thing that gives us power, you know? And
redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest, and I don't